Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everybody, Michael Phillips, Odyssey Richmond, and the Richmonder joins us to break down the local 53. Miguel, this defensive back situation, they got a couple of guys, whether it's Jonathan Jones, drafting Trey Amos, et cetera, but I think it all still hinges on Marshawn Lattimore being who they think he is. I don't think that's who he is. If I'm right, it's bad. If they're right, it could be pretty good. Where are we?
Yeah, I don't know that they're just sold that he's the guy. I think it was a reasonable price to pay for a gamble. You know, if you find a guy for a third-round draft pick, you win big. If you don't find a guy, you cut bait, you keep it moving. This is certainly a franchise that is very familiar with wasting late-round draft picks, so it's not the end of the world. You can keep fielding the football team. I'm sure we'll hear some Jalen Ramsey noise. I don't think he's the answer. I don't think adding more of those kind of guys is your solution at this point. But I agree with you. I'm on Team Danny here, not just because you called me better than Mason Rudolph, but that was a nice compliment. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it happening.
Jaden Daniels, possibility of being the quarterback of the U.S. flag Olympic team. We were talking about this earlier. I think it would be the coolest thing ever for him and the team, and it would do unbelievable good marketing-wise. That's going to be a long list of guys that want to be that guy. The L.A. Olympics, about an hour from where he grew up.
So traditionally at these things, each country gets like one team, right? I'm wondering if this is going to be like a golf kind of thing where you can have multiple teams from the same country, right? Like two or three U.S. teams, because they did that at the 3-on-3 basketball. There were multiple teams allowed to represent each country. I think you do that so you can set up like an all-star final matchup for the goal, like Patrick Mahomes against Jaden Daniels. Like, I mean, that would break all sorts of TV viewership records. I'm biased. I want number five in there. I think Mahomes probably has first dibs on quarterbacking the U.S. team, but I'm going to bat for my guy. I think he's pretty exciting.
Is this the running back room we're going to see in training camp, minus a couple, you know, names here and there on the ancillary, or will there be a new feature back in town?
No, I think we're good at this point, and I think we are good at this point. You know, Austin Eckler is probably injury dependent, you would say, right? He proved himself last year. He had that redeeming year where, oh, you know, is he out of gas? Is he at the end of his career? And I think he proved that no, he's not. Certainly you have big concerns there with the concussions, not just playing wise, but personally for him, how long he should continue playing for. You don't want him out there for kickoffs and punt returns. I think that's a big part of why they drafted Jalen Lane. But to me, it's Deebo Samuel that makes the difference. I know he sees himself as a wide receiver, but he makes the run game better, and he can be used in aspects of the run game that will make it better. I think, to me, that's the improvement you made on the running game, was bringing him into this roster.
What are your biggest concerns outside of pass rush right now?
Yeah, it's defense all over the place. It really is. I mean, as this lineup is drawn up, you probably need Bobby Wagner on the field for 100% of the plays. And I love Bobby Wagner, but that's not the most effective way to use Bobby Wagner. I don't think he's ready for 100% of the plays at this stage of his career. That's the best you can use him. Certainly, we mentioned corner already. I'm cautiously optimistic at safety, but there's just a need for more depth across the board here. I mean, this is a defense that will have concerns coming into training camp. And the nice thing is the defense practices on a different field from the offense. So when we're out there at training camp, we can just choose to fully ignore that, watch the offense and talk ourselves into 14-3. That's my game plan right now.
How much of a possibility, like, I don't know how to quantify this. You can put a percentage on it or just likelihood, whatever feels comfortable here, Miguel. A likelihood of some sort of step back, of a regression here, based on whatever factor you think. Everyone seems to be counting on this ascension, and they're in the NFC Championship game again, etc., with a lot more difficulties ahead. How likely is a potential regression for this club?
Well, I think it's not necessarily regression as it could be. They could stay steady and still drop back in statistics and in record. I think they could perform as well as they did last year, but also it's a definitively tougher schedule, which is how the league works. This is a tougher schedule, not just in terms of the times of games they play, but the games they play. And, you know, we hate to say luck is involved, but luck is involved. The Hail Mary beat the Bears. You got the Falcons in overtime because Raheem Morris didn't know how to call a timeout. Both those teams are on the schedule again, and you're in Atlanta, right? So you can play just as well as you played in those games and still lose them the second time around. That's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of the NFL. I'm not worried about a Jaden Daniels regression. I think he's built for this. I think he's in it for the long haul. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Pass me a serving. I do think, though, this thought of, like, they made the NFC title game. They'll probably make the NFC title game again. I think this could still be a successful building block season that ends in a wild card loss in the first round of the playoffs, and they played just as well as they played last year.
Michael, good as always, buddy. Thank you.
Enjoy the holiday, guys.
Certainly better than Mason Rudolph.
Better
say that
than Mason Rudolph.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.